Keith, what up, homie?
What's good, brother? How you doing, man?
Everything good, man. Thank you for joining me on my show, man. Thank you for, you know, I know you're a busy man. I know you're out there making, you know, songs for people to make babies and all that stuff. You know what I mean?
No doubt. I'm trying my best, man.
Where you at right now?
Right now, I'm in Los Angeles. I'm headed to the city. I'm headed to NY in a few days. So I'm here posted at the crib in LA right now.
Oh, that's what's up. Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Georgia, man. I grew up in the Augusta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia area. But I've been on the West Coast for a number of years. So I've been locked down on this side for a minute.
The West Coast, has it enhanced your career big time with the acting and the singing?
Absolutely. You know, I was singing in Georgia. Of course, I had a deal. I was in a group when I lived in Georgia, and I moved out to L.A., and that started my TV and film career really accidentally because I wasn't even really coming out to do that. I was just coming out to re-sign me and my boys. I was in a singing group. We was trying to get another deal. And in the interim, I kind of just experimented with an acting class, man. And you know, 20 some years later, I'm still doing it.
Everybody, man, if you just joined in, man, please share the live and you know, big shout out to Roku TV, Fire TV, Apple TV, and my network, Zodiac TV. This is Keith Robinson, actor, singer. And from my understanding, you landed an incredible 70 projects in both film and TV. That's a lot, homie.
Yeah, I've been grinding, man. It's been a minute. You know, I'm a worker bee, so I guess they stacked up like that. So I feel blessed, man. I'm lucky to still be in the game, so I'm just trying to just add to the roster.
With the film and the television, what was your breakthrough? What made Keith Robinson, you know, become the big actor that you are now?
I mean, it's kind of hard to say. I mean, I really don't really look. I think that's kind of more for what the people responded to. I know, you know, my first gig was Power Rangers. I was doing I'm the Green Ranger, so which was already a big show in itself. So, you know, there's a lot of the fan base is kind of diverse, you know, from that to stuff like, you know, Fat Albert, of course, Dreamgirls, the show I'm on now, Saints and Sinners. So it's kind of a mixed basket of projects. I think people are fans of particular projects. So if I had to say it, I know it's hard for me to be in a room with more than three people, well, at least one of them haven't seen Dreamgirls. So that was a really big career benchmark for me with getting a chance to work with Beyonce and Fox and Eddie Murphy and all those guys. So that was definitely one of the big ones.
Yeah, Jennifer Hudson was in there too, no?
Yeah, she played my sister, as a matter of fact.
That's what's up. Yeah. You also got Love Episodic 2.
Love Episodic 2, yeah.
Episodic 2, excuse me.
Now, yeah, it's all good.
This album, you know, we just finished playing. We opened up the show with Kama Sutra.
Okay.
Dope joint. Like, so
thank you, man.
It's dope. Talk to me about this record.
Yeah, I mean, Kama Sutra, man, was, you know, the whole album I wrote during the quarantine. Kama Sutra was just really about quarantine love, really getting a deeper connection with who you and yours, because you had a lot more time on your hands to make it right. So Kama Sutra was just about a deeper connection, especially physically. And it's kind of like the fly on the wall song. It's that, like you say, it's that making baby song too, where you can take your time and really, really get to know your partner. Cause that's what Kama Sutra is. It's about deep connection on the physical. So why not make a song about it?
Were you, working a lot when the pandemic hit? Like, were you coming up with a lot of songs? I mean,
I got a chance to finish up some stuff that I was writing, acting wise and music wise, because we all was at the house. So I ended up writing 10 records, during the pandemic, and a whole album basically. So yeah, it served its purpose in that way. So I feel like I made good use of the lockdown, say the least.
That's what's up. What about Love Language? This is another joint that happened to land in one of your movies, correct?
Yeah, Love Language is in a movie called, I did a movie with Essence Atkins called Open, which was about this couple that decided on an open marriage. And it turned into a thriller, to say the least. So yeah, Love Language was in that movie as well, which I've always tried to do if I was in a project and the opportunity lends itself for me to try to get some of my music in the project, I always try to take advantage of that. So this is one of those opportunities.
Do you believe in open marriages?
I do not. I do not. I feel like it's an oxymoron. I think, like, you know, with marriage, you kind of got to close that window, because if you don't, if you let somebody else in that sacred place with you and yours, sooner or later, they're going to show up when the other one partner ain't there. It always happens. And that's what the movie was about. You open that box, it ain't no turning back. So it sounds fun and cool, but there are some couples who exist and, you know, who say it's a great thing and they're used to it. I mean, I'm more of a traditional guy when it comes to marriage, but I wouldn't recommend it. Now, if it's you and your homies and y'all having fun, it's another story. But if it's your lady, then you asking for it.
Yeah, I don't think anybody should do that. You know what I mean? Me and my wife, you know, we've been married over 10 years, but we've been with each other over 20. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Since high school. Yeah. So a lot of people tend to assume that we have an open marriage because we smashed
it. Really? Why they doing that?
Bad rod once, you know what I mean? But, you know, I do agree. I don't think it's healthy. I don't think, you know, I think, you know, somebody somewhere is going to try to sneak in something later on in life.
And somebody gonna catch feelings. Like somebody gonna bound to catch feelings, and it's gonna go left. So it's just a matter of time. So I wouldn't compromise the bond with my significant other for sure.
Big shout out to everybody in the building. Please share the live. This is my man Keith Robinson, actor, singer in the building. Big shout out to Burn. You know what I mean? You know that's
Bart. What's up, Burn?
That's one of our partners right there, uniquely coordinated. Yeah. We want to give a big shout out to her. She's doing a great job. Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
You also completed the film Life Story of how you say it?
Mahalia Jackson.
Mahalia Jackson.
Yes.
What's that about? Excuse me.
Well, it's about her life. You know, Mahalia Jackson's considered the greatest gospel singer of all time. And she was really a musical spearhead during the Civil Rights Movement with Martin Luther King. So she's very important to music in a lot of ways, and a lot of people may not be necessarily familiar with her, but she's one of the, I consider her the Aretha Franklin of gospel music, if that's doing her justice. Ledisi plays her in the movie. Columbus Shore plays Martin Luther King, and I play Thomas Dorsey, who is the founder of, they consider him to be the founder of gospel music, and he wrote Precious Lord and a couple songs. He wrote a lot of her material. He was an R&B singer, and what happened was he had this record that was like 7 million. He was on the road to world tour, and he got word that his wife and kid had passed during labor. So when he got off the road, he came back. He promised never to sing secular music, and that's where the song Precious Lord came from the death of his wife and his baby, which was news to me. So,
I gotta go back and see the movie. That sounds interesting, man.
Yeah. That's my character's backstory. But Mahalia Jackson is really, like I say, she was right there in the thick of it during the Civil Rights Movement in the 50s and 60s when it was, you know, a fever pitch.
Got you. What's the perks of getting your music on a TV and a film show? Like a lot of young cats don't really know about, you know, that's kind of like the best way right about now to not just put out your music like an album and write it. You really want to put out a music so it can last long, and it'll be best to try to get it picked up by a film or a commercial and so on.
Yeah.
So it can stream more.
Nah, I think you answered that. I mean, you know, it gives you a song, it gives you a body of work, longevity. You know, of course residual income is always great. And it puts a visual to your music, because, you know, great movies, one of the key ingredients is music. So you got to have it. So it's just a way to kind of immortalize your material alongside, especially if it's a great movie. And sometimes songs are the thing that make the movie. So it's a very important ingredient. So why not lend your own material to it? And the check in the mailbox is always good. You know, every time they run that movie,
that bag,
they got to run that bag. It's always
Are you ever coming to Miami, man? Come hang out with your boy, man.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, I just got off the phone with the homie. He said he was trying to get down there to see Pharrell's new hotel.
Oh yeah, on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. He was talking about getting down there for the fourth. I ain't been in Miami in a minute, but I definitely will come down and look you up. We'll exchange info.
For sure. Tell me about other films that you've been in, man. I know there's one called Open, correct?
Yeah, Open was the one about open marriage.
Okay.
Go ahead. The last motion picture was All Eyes on Me, the story of Tupac.
Yes.
I played Atron Gregory, his manager, his first manager, that he's considered one who discovered him in some ways when he was with Digital Underground and he went solo. Get On Up, the James Brown movie with Chadwick Boseman, of course. What else? Dear John, it's a Nicholas Sparks romance flick I did with Channing Tatum. Fat Albert, Dreamgirls. Couple house classics, like in-house classics like 35 and Ticking, me and Kevin Hart did. I did a movie called Crew. I mean, you know, I've been at it for a minute, man. So,
you look very, very young. So you got a lot underneath your belt, man.
Yeah. That's that water, man. You got to sweat and drink water every day, man.
You exercise?
Oh yeah. I got to get it. I got to have it, man. That's my vitamin.
Yeah, as a DJ, man, you know, some of us tend to get chubby because we eat after the party and stuff like that.
They send drinks to the booth.
Well, I stopped drinking, so, you know.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I stopped drinking for several reasons. But the exercising is something I've been doing a lot. You know, Planet Fitness gave me a $40 deal for a whole year, so I took it.
No, you can definitely, man. It's the fountain of youth, man. I tell people every day, like, the greatest way to preserve your life, your mind state, and your physical, man, is to get in there and sweat, man. And once it becomes a habit, it changes your life. It changes everything, man. It's a great thing. I can't emphasize it enough.
Are you married, single?
I'm single.
Looking for something?
I'm never looking.
If it happens, it happens.
Yeah, if it happens, it happens. You know what I mean? I'm down. I'm with it. I definitely... I'm pro relationship, pro marriage. I think it's self preservation, you know. But it's just me. I have a young son, and yeah, man, it's just me and my son and the grind. You know what I mean?
You mentioned Digital Underground a few minutes ago, man. How was your reaction when Shot G passed away, along with the others, man? DMX, Black Rob, Prince Monkey D from the Fat Boys. They all like they got back to back.
Yeah, it's you know, it's tragic, especially because these are our heroes. You know, these are the guys that kind of raised us musically, so it's always shocking. I think in the last couple of years, though, man, with social media, the way that you, when as soon as a death happens, you hear about it immediately. You've kind of gotten in the way of, almost gotten used to it. But it just happens so. It seems like it happens more frequently now. But I think it's now because we have cameras and everybody's connected. But it just hammers home that point, man, that you got to live your life every day, man. You got to love on your loved ones. You got to try to stay in the moment and appreciate, you know, every day that you get, because, you know, it's no respect of age. It's no respect of social class. I mean, that's what Kobe Bryant showed us. You could be at the apex of your life or your career and uber successful, but your number can get called at any time. So I think you just got to, that's what it always says to me, man.
Yeah, definitely. What's your playlist like, man? Like, who are you listening to these days?
You know, my playlist is always varied. I do a lot of satellite radio. You know what I'm saying? I'm always on Sirius XM trying to figure it out. I'm liking that new J. Cole record. I'm pounding that in the gym. I'm liking that new DMX. I'm an R&B head. Across in all genres, so all times, you might hear me songs in the Key of Life. You might hear Jodeci. You might hear, you know, Chris Brown. Who else, man? I love PJ Morton. I mean, there's. I really don't have a. I'm basically a kind of a connoisseur when it comes to music. It's hard for me to find an album where it won't be a song on there that I don't like. I can find at least one record that I'm like, I can vibe with that. I'm a huge Sting fan. Sting is probably my favorite artist, man, to be honest with you. Just because of the way that he paints a picture with his music, and it's just so personalized. It just puts you in the mood. So That's kind of how I judge artists, their effectiveness, how they put you in the mood.
That 90s R&B is probably the best era for me.
The best ever. It's the best ever.
I mean,
that's when I was just coming up in R&B, yeah.
You know, as a DJ, you know.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed spinning those type of records, you know what I mean? Whether it was, you know, the Aaron Halls, the Jody C, like you said.
Yeah.
I mean, even, you know, the females, Ashanti and stuff like that.
Yes.
Where do you see the state of R&B now? Like, you know what I mean?
I feel like it's been, you know, for a long time, because hip hop is so powerful, it was kind of put in the category of like, you know, obsolete jazz, kind of the way it was kind of like the acquired taste that radio was scared to really harp on, labels were scared. But I feel like it's coming back around, because I feel like the state of our world, people are craving to hear love music. With the live shows coming back, I feel like with R&B, if you have a great record, you can come to the same venue every year and the people are going to pack it out if they love the record. So I feel like it's preserved itself. I feel like it's fine wine. I think it's time for it to really come back full circle, because it's almost, you know, it was kind of like alternative in a way, like people were straying away from R&B unless it was 90s R&B and it was a small lane for it. But I think that's changing, man. I think people really want to get back to that. Everything comes full circle, you know what I mean? So I think it's a full circle movement, if I say so myself. And I've been on this R&B from day one. I never deviated. So I'm happy to see people kind of coming back to the fold. So welcome back. We've been here.
who would you like to hear come back? Like, who would you like to see come back? You know what I mean? And just come out with a powerful record, like, you know, Usher.
I know Usher's doing his residency in Vegas. I think he's trying to come back. Who would I like to see come back? Like, I guess you got to ask who's capable of really coming back right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a hard one, man. I'd have to think
about
that.
I'm gonna throw some names out to you. Let's
go. All right. Yeah.
Mary J. Blige.
I don't feel like Mary really left. I think, I'm always down to hear a new Mary record. I guess what I would like for her to get back to is that production team that she had back in the day when it was the Hit Squad, and there was a lot of guys who really could kind of cultivate her sound. I feel like I would love to see her get back in the studio with Rodney Jerkins, with, you know, all those 90s producers like Timbaland and Rodney Jerkins and Tim and Bob, a lot of these producers that were having their heyday, their skill set hasn't gone anywhere. It's probably gotten better as they've gotten older. It's just like, it's just so trendy. And now one click, now you can buy a beat online for $300. But I would love to hear under some real production.
What about the young cat Lloyd?
Lloyd, that's my dude. I like Lloyd. I fuck with Lloyd for sure. Me and Lloyd did a play together, which is crazy. We did a play in North Carolina back in the day.
He acts? He's an actor?
Yeah. Lloyd was acting in this play with me. This was back in, this might have been about 5 or 6 years ago. But Lloyd is one. Who else?
Silk.
Silk. Gary, I think Gary G and them still be touring. They still be, you know, they still be on the road a little bit, so.
112. Somebody said 112.
112. I think 112 put out a single last year, though.
Yes.
I think they put out a single last year.
I think Genuine still could do it. Oh, Cherry said
Genuine can still do it. And that's the thing, is when it comes to R&B, as far as a lot of the R&B artists have been around for 20 plus years. Like, there's no new R&B. I mean, there is, but it's very... It's not many. I mean, you got Daniel Caesar. I love her. She's amazing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the R&B, when you look at the R&B charts, a lot of those artists have been around for a number of years. So
you got a chance to perform at the Academy Awards, correct?
Yeah, I did.
And earn an Oscar nomination.
Yeah, we got an Oscar nom for the song Patience, which I performed in the movie. So that was cool, man. That was a big day. That was a real big day right there.
That's what's up, man. Shoot, I want to be like you. So I'm working on music.
Okay.
And I feel as a DJ, you know, it's going to be my responsibility to help bring R&B back.
Hey, we need you.
Like, would that be possible for DJ Epps featuring Keith Robinson and, I don't know, you know, another artist? You know what I mean? Can we make that happen?
We can definitely make that happen. Send me the record. Send me the beat. Send me the record, however you want to do it. I come to Miami, we record it. I'm a workout. I love to, you know, get in the studio with some heat. So let me know.
Besides DJ Epps, is there any other artists that you would like to work with?
I would love to work with Pharrell, for sure. I would love to work with Rafael Sadiq. I would love to work with her. There's a long list. I think right off top, though, production-wise, I would love to get in the studio with Pharrell because I feel like he's like the type of producer that cultivates to whatever the artist's strong points are and cultivates their sound. He's just such a chameleon. His IQ is so high musically that he's going to give you your record that is for you, not just, you know, another one of his records that you got to conform to.
Yes. I learned that when he was working with Nori back in the days, man. He let Nori be Nori. And I love how he just, you know, what do you want to do? How you want to do it? Let's go.
I'm gonna take that. I'm gonna emphasize it and make it, you know what I'm saying, to the highest degree. A lot of producers can't do that. You got to conform to whatever they do.
Yeah, there are producers out there that just full of themselves and they want it their way. And I don't think it really ends up working like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What advice you give any upcoming, this is going to be a two-part question. What advice that you give to anybody that wants to become an actor that, you know, that's in that field?
I would say study your craft. You know, really, really study your craft. That's what's going to separate you. Try to network as much as you can in the right places. Get into a class, you know, don't give yourself a deadline, man. If you're in this, then get in it. But you can't be one foot in and one foot out because the grind is hard, it is long, and it is indefinite. So make sure you love it.
Do you get butterflies when you go, like, audition?
There are levels of nerves, you know, that you have some nerves, you know, if it's a room full of people, you know, that there's level, but you learn to transfer those nerves into energy. I call it energy. So, you know, the more you do it, the better you get at that. But yeah, I think the nerves, if you don't have any nerves, that means you're not up on it. You know what I mean? So some level of nerves is a good thing.
Yeah. And do you take that same advice and give it to anybody that wants to become a singer as well? Cause I know it's two different fields, but.
Yeah. I would definitely, the singing thing, I would definitely say, like, you know, acting is about conforming to the character. And singing and music is about being your most authentic self. So they have the same principle, but they work opposite of each other. So just really, really cultivate your sound and be an original and not be so quick to conform to what's hot or what's out there. And again, don't put a timeline on yourself. You gotta be in it to win it for however long it take or however long it doesn't take. Mm-hmm. And I think you'll be successful.
Awesome. My friend Keith, man, I appreciate you taking time out to come talking to your boy. You know what I mean?
Nah,
I don't know how many DJs you talk to, but you know, this right here is history. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Yeah. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you supporting the record, man. We'll exchange info. I'm gonna come through, send me some music. Let's vibe. Kama Sutra is the number one added record in R&B today. So that's a blessing. So shout out to everybody supporting that record. And yes. Let's get it, man. Let's shop it. You can come with the remix or something, come with the whatever, man. Let's get it.
Nah, definitely. Everybody, man, like he said, Kama Sutra is on all platforms right now. Go get it. Please go support my man, Keith Robinson. Yep. And go watch his films too, man. I'm going to go get them on all of them. All right? Yo, Keith, once again, thank you. Uniquely coordinated. Thank you, Burn. We appreciate you.
Appreciate it, Burn.
Making things happen. Keith Robinson in the building. Thank you, my brother.
Peace. Appreciate you, brother. Have a good one.